MGTOW men, welcome back. So if there is one pillar of MGTOW that I don't think that's discussed enough, that pillar is probably minimalism. It's kind of subversively always there, but MGTOW and minimalism go together like PB&J. I don't separate the two, and for some it's crypto, for others it's the ghosting lines. I don't know what your thing is, but for me it would probably be minimalism. It's leverage, and as the saying goes, I forget who has coined it recently, discipline equals future freedom. So does minimalism. And since MGTOW is about freedom, I think that it deserves a talking. So I was just reflecting on where I've lived over the years, and I've thought, I just can't see the point in owning anything where I live. As a result, I just want to pick up and leave where I am and walk around in my backpack. I'll sleep on the floor. You just don't see the point of a nice bed anymore. What's the point of a picture or a painting? What's the point of anything outside of function, at least in how I see it? It's all excessive to me, and it makes it harder for the next day. If you needed to get up and get in that car and go, or get on that train, it'd be harder to do it. It means extra money, extra energy that needs to be spent on upkeep, when the upkeep should be about your mind. So I don't want to be at home. It also means that I'm chained down to a location if you were to go down the other route. And wherever I've been, I haven't brought with me any furniture, because the more that you bring to a new place, the more that you are committing to a location, often a life, if you don't like that life. It's a life burden that you're putting on your shoulder. And the more stuff that you bring into an apartment, into your townhome, into your condo, into your home, the more that you're putting your pressure on yourself to succeed where you are. What if it doesn't work out there? What if you change your mind? What if you have a change of heart and what you're interested in doing there? What? All these things. Life agility is forfeited, but it's too late. You've surrendered to this idea of permanence. So some may say I have commitment issues. Maybe I do with items and like this. Maybe you have another perspective because of greater life agility, greater assets. But I just internalize how fleeting everything is every day. So best not to get chained down to not only people, to jobs, to homes, to apartments, to places, to items, to anything. So whenever I move to a new place or get a new place to lay my head, I make sure to not make it home, and instead I aim every day to make my heart my home, to make my head my home, and just leave my ideas everywhere. That's it. Get rid of everything that doesn't have to do with my ideas, my output, and my passions, and the more I had, the less I'm able to do that. That's why I always envied Frodo, weirdly. As neurotic and bizarre as that sounds, everything that was of value in his life was on his back and in his soul. He was weighed down by the ring, but everything was left behind, and every day the only thought that mattered was where he was in that moment. It's the ultimate purpose to get back to the Shire. It's driving you every step. With Sam, with his thoughts, with the organic creation that was brought forth with each footprint that he put down across the dirt, the grassy plains, the mountainsides, and caves of Middle Earth. The footprint that I want to leave is the footprint that I physically leave, and I'm not trying to be an environmentalist or anything here, but this in itself justifies why I'm to go MGTOW, because if you are aiming to date, you at least need to have a nice apartment with a nice bed, with nice paintings on the wall that you just bought from Target to get so you could buy on that lease that you have for the apartment in the event that you bring a female over, because while it seems banal and insignificant, it makes all the difference. The minute that you say that you use a knife to make scrambled eggs instead of buying a spatula, or the fact that you haven't owned a TV in over a decade or don't even have a Netflix account for her, that means that you are off the market for her. Sure, there may be some exceptions, but nothing is more off-putting than when they see you haven't upgraded your cell phone in forever. Materialism and plantation, they're married. I don't want to be married to either. So with debts, with the decline of marriage, with the declining rate of people having kids, home ownership is declining. That's obvious. So if you aren't interested in this and you want to make your home yours, you want that massive library with that elk head on the wall that you shoot down to accompany the assortment of your favorite paintings, that's fine. You probably have the capital for that. Since I don't, that's probably part of the influence behind why I see things the way I do. The home, though, which is a great economic investment if you can pay for it and build equity, is something that I'm not interested in. It marries you to a location. The idea of getting a home is something that acted as a measure of initiation for procuring a wife many centuries ago. Jacob in the Bible, even, he had to build a house to prove himself worthy of being a husband. Men are more innately nomadic. Women are innately more domestic in nature. They want something more permanent, thinking of a kid that they're going to have. there are more single men that are not in homes and more single women that are buying homes. So CNBC.com from the past May states, and 2 Mays ago, states in their article, twice as many single women are buying homes as single men. So behind married couples, which make up 65% of the home buying market, because it's more possible with dual incomes, credit scores necessary with humans coming into the relationship, obviously, single women make up 18% of the market. That number is more than twice the number of single men that are buying homes, which is only 7%. Furthermore, single women comprise 20% of home buyers between the ages of 51 and 60. It's kind of an interesting age to look at there. But single men only made up 10%. So we see a peek into the nature and feel behind this. They're either divorced or their husbands have died and they have the money and they're buying. They still want stability represented in a home. They want to have control over their monthly expenses. They're going to be where their kids are, their friends are. They're not whimsical at that age. Fair enough. So going on, some of the more of the same, this time from the Washington Post. Home builders have picked up on the trend and are increasingly designing homes and subdivisions to appeal to women's preferences, including singles. Pat McKee, president of McKee Homes, a builder active in four North Carolina markets, has found that in some of the company's developments, significant percentages of the homes, upward of 50%, were purchased by single women in their 30s, 40s, and older. So this is not just a phenomenon limited to younger singles. Many of the buyers, he told me, are tired of living in apartments and now feel confident enough to buy the home. So minimalism is more likely going to be adopted by men. I think it's more in our nature. I say this because this is far by generally the truth. Men make larger purchases and spend money on individual items for themselves, if they do, cars, homes, and clothing usually, to put themselves on a higher sexual marketplace for the sake of impressing women. Obviously not all the time, but generally, I think, especially at a more younger age. Women will generally buy these things to compete with other women or to feel satisfied in life or where they're at, security. But it's weird, by competing with other women, it's usually giving themselves the internal illusion that they are in a situation that benefits their security more, even if the bag that they have is something they bought for themselves. So just think about the psychology behind that. So I read this article written by a woman on her blog, and she touches on why women need minimalism more. So that's her theory. I'm not going to talk about whether or not it's needed more, but it is more likely an impulse for men because men are measured on their ability to stay in the positive, in the green side of the ledger. So a man is on his own there, whereas a woman, they're going to be more likely to still value by society if they go into debt, lose a home, lose a car, get helped out by a guy they're dating, have a job that doesn't pay a lot. This is the whole, a male lawyer will date a waitress, but a female lawyer won't date a waiter discussion. Thus, we as men feel this survival pressure more and the impulse to pursue function and save. And that's what I like. That's where my security is. So I'm going to stay with that. And the simpler things are, the less that I owe, the less that I own, the more that I can put all my effort into today, my passions, and get ready for tomorrow. So every day is a new canvas. Every day is just another leg on the marathon, and I want to run creatively, run swiftly, and with that, I don't want to own. I want to be owning my soul. MGTOW makes that possible. SunriseCity@gmail.com, SunriseCity on Twitter. Hoodies up, man. Hoodies out.